AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 12th day of the month of May. Right now, 71 degrees on our way to 91, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Teresa Briggs, in to update us on the latest from Lyon County Food and Farm Council. Teresa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you folks?
We're doing all right. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Wanted to start our interview and give folks a little bit of the background here on the Food and Farm Council, because we haven't updated your work here in a while.
Okay, sure. Well, we started looking into this, I'd say around 2017, as it was offered up as something that was occurring across the state. There are actually now around 30 food, farm, and policy councils in Kansas, many variations on the name. And it was a way to address food insecurity and hunger, and it was showing some success. And so we started doing some research, some interviewing. We had our data. We had information that showed that there were some health issues that were occurring that could be directly associated with food insecurity or not eating real healthy food, which is always the cheapest way to go, of course. So we put a proposal together, and in 2019 we approached the Lyon County Commission, and they approved us as a board of the county, and we don't get any funding from them at all, but they do support our work, and we do report to them on a regular basis as to what we're doing, just to keep them in the loop as to what we're doing to address the issues that we find in Lyon County related to hunger.
Well, along those lines, I mean, you've been obviously connected with this effort since it started. What are some of the things that you've seen here over the last 5 years, specifically with the food insecurity maybe categories that you're seeing? And has there been any improvement here over the past 5 years since the Food and Farm Council effort really got started?
Yeah, we were kind of stymied in a way by the pandemic, because we had subcommittees and we were going to do face-to-face interviews with people as to either their personal experience or their knowledge of others who had food insecurity, and I get ideas from them as to what might help them or help others. But I tell you, I've got a dedicated work group here that are creative. Some of them have experience with food insecurity, either professionally or personally. And so we've hit on some things through some methods that we've used, as far as online surveys and food art contests and different things like that, to get people's input. We've identified that there's often a stigma associated with people needing to seek food from a pantry or find a way to access other services. And a lot of misinformation or lack of knowledge that college students are very, can be very insecure, and not only with food, but, you know, finances, housing. There are a lot of just basic needs that college students need. And I think sometimes we think of younger children needing food, but I think we kind of disassociate, you know, the so-called adults that are in college, but, you know, they still need those resources. So there are a couple of organizations that have sprung up at the college that are both campus and community organizations, like the Basic Needs Coalition and EAT, EAT, which stands for Emporia at the Table, Ending Hunger in Our Community. So we're trying to work with people to reduce that stigma, but then we also want to increase the stigma of discarding food without making any effort to make sure it's used before it's inedible. We really need to cut down food waste. Food is the number one creator of methane gas in our landfills. And there are several ways you can do that. You can compost, which we encourage people to do, and we kind of talk about that when we are at our tabling at events. Or they can donate food, serve smaller servings at restaurants so that, you know, people probably don't need to eat as much as they're given sometimes and are reluctant to take it with them. And so there's a lot of food waste and food costs that are high for restaurants, so we encourage that. They say that food waste needs to be cut down both at the production and the consumption level, kind of between field and fork, to make a change. So encourage home gardening. I don't know about you folks, but I remember my grandparents having huge gardens, and my grandmother would preserve the food, and that's what they would eat on through the winter. And that just doesn't happen anymore. I know people are busy, but there are a number of resources in our community. We've got La Bonita Gardens across from Grace Methodist Church. Extension is always willing to give guidance on planting gardens and things like that. So, and then you're eating fresh food right from your garden without all the production, the chemicals. You know, our food travels many, many miles before we actually get it put in our mouth, usually. So this really cuts down on that. We've been working with a couple of school gardens. We have some schools, both the Tech College is putting up a greenhouse that we've helped them with. And Walnut School has got a raised bed, and they are just, they're going to incorporate growing food and information about that in all of their courses, whether it's science, math, everything like that. So we're really excited to see what comes of that. And then we've also been really keeping an eye on the blessing boxes that people may have seen around town, which have gone up, and people can go in and stock those with non-perishable items, and then people that need that food can access it. And I was really thrilled the other day when I was in town. I, at the corner of 15th and Merchant by the Christian Student Center, they have a blessing box, but then they have another box that's colored bright green, and it says gluten-free. And that's another thing that we try to support is health equity. You know, everybody, whether they have a disability or they have a certain health issue that they can't have certain foods, that's what we have to provide. So I was just thrilled to see that they were taking into consideration people with dietary restrictions on gluten and giving them access to food if they needed it.
And Teresa Briggs with Lyon County Food and Farm Council with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 728, 71 degrees on our way to 91 today. Well, tell us about the makeup of the council. What does it look like, Teresa?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. We have some master gardeners. We have somebody that does run the La Bonita Garden. We have college professors. Dr. Lena Berry, I think you've had her on here before with her organizations, the Basic Needs Coalition and EAT. Let's see, who else? We have Chef Mike. We have the culinary department head from Flint Hills Tech, Kendra from Flint Hills Tech. She's on there. It's just people that, a lot of people that are good at growing food and explaining how easy it is. I think sometimes it can be daunting when you talk about, you know, I don't know, when to plant, how to plant, when to water, you know, where I should, how much light it needs. And we've got people on there that can help with that effort. And they're just all very caring people about the residents in all the communities in Lyon County, not just Emporia. And it's those, really those food deserts in those other communities that we're most concerned about, where they don't have really any options to fresh food or you know, maybe a Dollar General where it's really very expensive, where a gallon of milk can cost twice what it does at a regular grocery store. We're really fortunate that the Emporia's Farmers Market has expanded to Opie and Allen, and then Bob Carr still runs one in Americas. So, you know, there's those opportunities also for people to pick up some fresh food, and those vendors are always willing to counsel you on, you know, how to prepare it and different things like that. So I'd really encourage you all to look up the schedule for that. They're Mondays in Opie, Thursdays in Allen, and Wednesday, Saturdays in Emporia. So,
sounds good. Well, Teresa, if folks would like more information about the Lyon County Food and Farm Council, where best to get that?
They could probably go to Facebook and leave me a message, Lyon County Food and Farm Council. And we are on Instagram, LICO Food Council. They can reach out there, and we'd love to see pictures of people's gardens, and also reach out if you'd like to be a member. We'd love to have more input and more experience on the council.
Sounds like you're making progress, Teresa. Thank you much for all you do.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you back on. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
And Teresa Briggs, Lyon County Food and Farm Council on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments next week, we have Tuesday and Friday currently open. So if